Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound
what's
of
up,
the breezes.
What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Plumber Show. Todd Bubblehart with you and the unstoppable markets. That continue to push higher every day. Well, you know, we talked about this a little bit on our call, and I wanted to share a webinar with you today. So, without further ado, let's go see what I had to say as I was trying to look into the future. Here we go. Check it out right now.
What's up? What's up? Welcome aboard. And of course, it's we are worldwide again. We got Switzerland here tonight. God bless America. We got China here in the middle of the night, and Hawaii, Australia. It's all good. Great to be here, and great to. I won't forget the syrup. Okay, all right. So, I don't know why that is, Peter. I'm sorry. I'll try again to do something, but when I'm looking at it, it's dead square. Okay? I'm sorry, but fortunately, most of the night, you get to see the other screen. So I'm sorry. I'll do the best I can. You know, I'll try. What's the lowest I've ever seen in historical volatility? It's it. We're here. I mean, you know, it's up. It was up a little bit today, but this is it. I mean, you know, again, this is the historic low of all time. All right? You know, you're within... You know, the lowest closing low is right here. Okay, so again, it is what it is, but it's gonna bounce back a little bit. There's gonna be some overall activity, and it is the mother of all lows, and in Southern Illinois, it's worldwide. But at the end of the day, you know, again, we have to trade what we have, and you know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes out. But of course, no call ever starts without the words of wisdom from our friend Connie. First I have to welcome you back. I knew I forgot something. Anyways, for those of you who signed up for options, starts tomorrow at 7:30. The hedging, the new signups tomorrow, and anybody who wants to repeat, tomorrow at 6, and futures is at Wednesday. So we're back to work, we're back in business, and feels like I've been gone forever, right? But we do start with the words of wisdom on all calls, and if you're not willing to risk the unusual, you have to settle for the ordinary. And of course, that's what trading's about. I mean, you know, you have to, you know, do your thing, and that's what we come down to. I mean, you got to be able to step out, and you know, that's what this is all about. It's about, you know, being prepared and being ready and doing all the things that you know to put yourself in the best position. And that doesn't mean just sitting there, you know, trying to, you know, look to be a robot. You have to be able to understand what you're trying to get done and then do it. Well, you weren't on time. I can't help it. You know, listen, I can't, you're like American Airlines. You can't get on time. What can I tell you? So anyways, and of course, we have to have my bitch, of course, which is, you know, I get the bitch the whole night, but this is the special one that I get to actually name, and it's kind of a double header, and it's the idiots like it's like the idiots David Stockman and Paul Krugman. And Stockman worked for Reagan, and Krugman's the economist who said the market would collapse last year when Trump was elected and never come back. And of course, they keep continuing to call for the end of the world. I don't understand it. The market keeps going up, and they keep calling for the end of the world. You know, it's wonderful when you have none of your own money at stake. And you sit and make these idiotic comments about something that, first of all, is fundamentally wrong. The markets go up 8% year over year. We've said that 1,000 times on this call, all right? On every call, we've said it 1,000 times. So these guys are out peddling this stupid fear, and it's just, it's silly, everybody, okay? I mean, you know, yes, there's going to be a stock market collapse. You can bet on it. You can bank on it. The problem is, will you be ready for it? which is why you'd be hedged. But the other side is, would you understand it, that that's what's going to happen? And then know that at the same time, the markets are going to come back. All right. I mean, again, the history, we can only base our final decision on history. And if you believe in the United States, okay, then you believe that the markets are going to come back and rally back, as they've always done in every case in between. You know, we've had major collapses. So here's these two mopes that continue to try to peddle this. And you know, Krugman, I can understand. He's a putz anyways. But Stockman, you know, I mean, what is he? Is he and yet they all like to listen to him as well. To me, it's just a joke. Okay. No, Mark Cuban as well. I mean, look, he's no brainchild either when it comes to that. I mean, he is a billionaire, and he did give a friend of mine $1 million for his wedding gift. So, but anyways, so let's get started and see what happened today. Of course, as I said, the markets were like they were closed, and the Dow was down today. Oh, my God, it didn't make a new high. What's going on here? Let's have an investigation. And in the meantime, I said I'd clean up all these charts. I thought I got them all, but in the meantime, here we are. I mean, there's no level I can give you. Again, it's going to be the same story today as it's been for quite a while. If you want to play in the Dow, you probably have to be a buyer around 25,000. I can give you all the reasons in the world that this could be the top, but it's not. And I'm not even going to try, because there's no point to it. You know, there's been many opportunities. So if you're going to play the Dow, you can only play from the long side, and you should be looked to be a buyer around 25,000. If you want to play it. Now, I'm going to choose not to play it, because there's enough stocks to play that I don't have to worry about. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I'm not going to worry about just the Dow. The Dow is not that important in the big scheme of it. And that same thing holds true for the S&P. OK, here, look at this model. I mean, is that sustainable? No, it's not. But at the end of the day, that's what it's doing. So are we going to step in front and say, no, you can't do that anymore? Of course not. Now, you know, certainly I'd like to be a seller of this, and certainly short term. And what you'll learn in the futures class is that that's what we do. We look for spots like this to take advantage of this. So, but if we're going to play in this arena, all right, we can only be a buyer probably around 2,700. Okay. You know, again, I'm not going to touch anything in here, but certainly if I'm going to do anything, it won't be until it comes back to 2,700 and shows me that it can support itself. What's up, Ash? How you doing? So, again, there's no point. There's no sell level here. I have none. And the Nasdaq, same thing. All right, here. Again, are these? I think this is the biggest move ever for the first 5 days of the year. All right, and the old saying, as goes January, we'll see. But in the meantime, we're not going to short it here. Here, if you're going to look in 7,000s, which you got to look at. A lot of round numbers to play with. You know, there's no point to try to force a market to do something that it's not going to do. And I can speak from experience and lots of losses doing that. All right. And of course, the Russell finally broke out as well. So here we are. We've got the fivefecta, the superfecta plus one. All right. All the markets have broken out. All right. Including the transports as well. So are we going to be trying to sell them now? I mean, I think if you're going to play this, now this is a little trickier, I mean, but probably 1550. And look at where we went today. We went down below it and then came back above it and made a new high. So, you know, again, any of the major indexes, you can only be a buyer if you choose to play them. There is no point to be a seller as a trade, because if you are, you're just trying to say, okay, I'm smart and everything and I can pick the top of the market.
And one thing we know for sure is we really can't pick the tops or the bottoms with any consistency. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, on this Wednesday, January the 10th. Make sure you download the show every day at libertytalk.fm. And also make sure you get a hold of Bubba's daily updates, which are available to you free. You just sign up for them at bubbatrading.com. Fill out the little form. You get it delivered to your inbox for free every single day. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back after the break with more. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz on Wednesday, January the 10th. What's up? And you know, we're sharing our one of our webinars with you. But you know, it's interesting. The markets right now, I just feel like they just refuse to come down. But let's go back to our webinar right now. Here we go.
Now, crude oil is another new animal that we happen to find. Jeez Louise, look at this thing go. Now, it is breaking out, but again, I've said this, I think, the last couple of weeks, and this is all BS. Okay, now this I can speak from factual experience that this is all garbage. All right. Now, you can sell here. We're waiting for one thing in crude. Technically, if I didn't know what I know, and maybe I know too much sometimes, but if I didn't know what I know, I'd say, well, let's, you know, we're not going to sell it. But when you look at the formation of crude itself in general, okay, and this is an important thing to understand in the futures market, this is in what's known as backwardation, all right? Notice the highest price of oil is current, and oil goes down every month from here on. And in fact, if you go into next year, it goes into the low 50s, okay? Now, again, that doesn't do anything good today, but the point is simple, all right? The price of oil is being driven up today only, I mean, in this period, because of fear, all right? This is fear from the Middle East. Why are we afraid of the Middle East? I have no idea. But that's what's driving the price of oil higher, and that's what's causing this formation. Now, we all know that premium should always be bigger in time. Why should I be able to pay less for oil 6 months from now than I should be able to pay today? Okay, so this is a trickier trade. Now, what I would do to trade this, I'd like to sell it here, but I would wait and look for it to fail off of this level on a short-term chart. You can use, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, or whatever you decide works for you, and depending on how much risk you want to take. The bigger the risk appetite you have, the longer you can take. You can look at a 10-minute chart if you're willing to take some real risk here. I'm not recommending that you take real risk. I'm saying that if you want to take a little bit of risk, then you would go to a shorter time frame and also make sure that you put a stop in. Okay. I don't think it has anything. Hey Ed, how you doing? I don't think it has anything to do with Aramco. I think this is all fear, babe. This has got nothing to. This is the little trouble that's going on in the Mideast right now that's creating a little bit of fear in oil, and that's pushing the price higher. This is the exact same formation that happened in 2014. Okay, here, let's just go back. I'm going to show you what it looks like and what happens when it finally resolves itself out. Okay. Let's see, 14, so we're in 18, so I need to go longer than 3 years. All right, so, all right, 4 years. Let's go to just a weekly. Okay, all right. So in July of, in this period right around here, I don't remember the exact months, is that right? Oh, no, this is set. What am I doing here? I need to go, I guess, what did I do wrong here? 4 year weekly, that's right, but why am I not? But that's not 4 years. Oh, I know. I got the wrong contract in there. There we go. There we go. All right. Here. This was the same formation we are in today. Okay. This is identical, except it was a little bit more fearful because we hadn't been started producing so much raw oil. And look at the result. Okay. Now, again, I'm not saying we're going to get that exact result now, but that's what you can expect. You can expect a big sell-off. This is the exact same formation we had. This July oil was 114, December oil was 90. Okay. Now, again, I can't tell you when that's going to happen, but that will be the end result. Gold continues to fight upwards. Look at where it came off of this big breakdown. And at the end of the day, I believe that this is going to go much lower now. Now, again, I'm long-term bullish gold, short-term bearish. This pattern's going to resolve out, and I would expect to see some pretty good selling. I would be a seller, and you can use 1330, a close over 1330 as your exit, okay? So, you know, trade it accordingly to that, but that's where I would be. 1330 is the key. If it can't break below there, it's probably coming all the way back down, all right? Now, again, it will stop probably at 1300. It'll probably stop at 1290. But at the end of the day, if it does do what I think it's going to do, it's going to come all the way back down and most likely test the lows here. Okay? This rally was more of a short covering. They trapped everybody here short, and I think that then, of course, we know what happens when you get the short squeeze. Oil is, you got to kind of use your judgment. I mean, there is not, I don't have a specific number, you know, but I'm a seller at any number right now. The bonds, they've been fairly stable, but again, they are working their way lower. They are trending lower. And certainly, you know, you can be a seller at 152.20 or so, 152.10, and look for a little bit of a bounce off of here, but I firmly expect to be down here fairly soon. Okay. My next real target is 147 before I would expect any real bounce. And I, again, you just want to look for the opportunity. And I think 152.10 is okay. You know, anywhere around there, you know, you've already got the Fed puking their brains out already because of the jobs number, which I wrote about on Friday. The dollar, it does look like it did find a bottom. And, you know, we thought that we were somewhere near a bottom once again. And I would expect to see, you know, this continue to rally. And again, it's probably going to struggle a little bit back up towards the top end of the range. And, you know, one of the big things that's going on here, just so you understand what goes on with the dollar, is the Fed wants to keep the dollar lower. And what that means is that if they keep the dollar lower, it will keep interest rates lower. If the dollar happens to get away from them, that's like an artificial interest rate hike. Okay. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's why you're seeing so much pressure on the dollar, because there is, you can already see, they've already said, well, maybe we don't have to do some of your rate hikes. You know, that jobs number wasn't so good. So this is our geniuses at work. And of course the euro currency finally did, you know, fail, which we expected it to do. And I think that you can continue to sell this up against, up against, you know, 121 or so. You know, I was originally looking for 122, but I think I'm gonna have to switch it now and go back to my original 121. And the British pound, bravo, Papa. And that continues to go higher. And as we said, we want to be buyers right here. And look what happened. They popped right off. And again, I wouldn't be rushing in here. I'd still be a buyer at 135.50. I think it looks fine. I just am not in a hurry to chase it up here. And of course, our cyclic friend we looked at earlier, the VIX. And, you know, again, I think we're going to get some volatility. I'm pretty convinced that we're going to see the overall volatility in the market. And I think it's going to come. And of course, like every other market, it will come out of nowhere. They're not going to announce it. But we don't want to see these. Okay, this is not what we're looking for. We want to see more of this. Okay, more of this. Not a one-day wonder. We need to see volatility start to trend and not consolidate and not break to the downside. Okay. Dollar running away would not be good for exports either. Well, I'll tell you, the dollar is way too low, and we haven't had a tremendous increase in exports because of the low dollar. You know, take a look at the price of grains. Right, grains are a big problem, and they're gonna and our farmers are gonna be losing money the minute they put the grains in the ground coming into planting season. The gold until recently had not benefited off of the weaker dollar. Nothing has really benefited off the dollar. And I think that's because everybody realizes that it's just a manipulation play and it really doesn't have that much effect anymore. It's the central banks diddling around trying to control everything. And of course it's going to get away from them as it has every time in history before that.
And of course that is, should be your number one fear, is the disaster that the Fed is going to create and the central banks, because they don't get it. They don't understand it, and they never will. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz, and we want to help our high school kids, our youth, get away from being involved with the Fed as they are. And if you want to help us out, highschoolinvesting.com is a website, and patreon.com/BubbaTrading is where you can go to help us out. It's been in business. The program's been around for 7 years. that I pay for myself. I'm looking for a little bit of help. That's patreon.com/BubbaTrading. Check it out, and we'll be right back with more of The Bubba Show after the break. Todd Bubba Horowitz, The Bubba Show. We'll be right back. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Chalady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course we're sharing our webinar with you, but markets, as I said, they continue. That's it. We got to be able to watch and ready to move. Here we go.
So I'll look at Texas Instruments later. Okay. Stock allocations approaching .com levels. Look, the bottom line is simple, all right? Margin debt has never been this high. Now, again, I know stocks are more expensive, blah, 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 blah. But at the end of the day, we've never had this much margin debt. We've never had this many people chasing the stock market up. Okay. And I'm not saying that they're wrong. I'm just saying that, you know, eventually the money runs out. And who's there to continue to push them higher? We call it the melt up. Now, I love the South Sea bubble, because the South Sea bubble was the bubble that Sir Isaac Newton went broke in. Now, you know, he was very rich. And he was in the beginning of the South Sea bubble. And what happened was he got out, took his money, and he couldn't take it. He got back in. And, of course, he ended up a pauper. Right? So, again, I mean, I'm not telling you this is going to happen today in this market. I'm just saying that the melt up in this market is fairly interesting. And, you know, when you continue just to have no rhyme or reason for what the market does, which is really what we have right now, I mean, you can tell me about how much growth we have. I don't really see it, to be quite frank. You know, they're bragging about all these numbers. I haven't seen them yet. And if their numbers are so good, why can't the Fed hike? How about this? Oprah for president in 2020? Can she win? She probably could win. But, I don't ever see her as somebody who'd want to run. I don't think she'd want to alienate either one side or the other. And I don't know if she can be dead in the center. I bet she could win, though. Now, here's one of the biggest pains in the, you know what, ever. Warren Buffett. Now, yes, he's very successful. I'm not taking that away from him. I'm not criticizing how good he is. But is he going to give back any of this $37 billion that he's going to get from these tax cuts? That's what I want to know. Okay. He's talked about getting taxes higher. He shouldn't pay the same as the secretary. He's also the same guy who said that this inversion is no good and we shouldn't allow inverting to other countries to get cheaper taxes. So first thing is, I haven't seen him write a check yet to pay taxes. I know that he makes $13 million a year and 12.9 of it comes from dividends, which is at a much lower rate of tax. So he takes $100,000 at normal taxes. And of course, he went out and bought Hortons in Canada so he could invert his taxes. So you tell me, okay, how, if he's going to go ahead and give some of this money back. Well, I don't know if it's the Euro-fear trade. I mean, globally, the markets are all going bananas. I mean, this isn't just the United States stock market. I mean, hell, Brazil's up 40%. I think that I believe that the United States is one of the worst performing markets, up to 30% only. Americans are ditching these five states in record numbers. Of course, mine is one of them. Because, again, who wants to pay these ridiculous taxes? We got all these crooked politicians that continue to spend money like they're drunken sailors. So why wouldn't I move out of here in a minute? I would leave Illinois in 5 seconds. I'm here for one reason. You guys all know what that reason is, right? I'd be gone so fast from here. And, of course, why wouldn't I go to Tennessee or Arizona? I'm going to Vegas. But, you know, again, Why do I want to donate an extra $25,000 a year just to live in the state of Illinois? Doesn't make sense to me either. A number of monetary signals are flashing in red. Does it matter? And right now, no, it doesn't matter. This is the point I try to make continually. All right. The markets are going to do what the markets are going to do. We cannot fight what they're going to do. And I've tried. Okay. And, you know, I'm like the guy in the Terrigen commercial. I get a black eye all the time. You can't fight what's going on. You can only look for individual issues. If you're looking to get short the market, okay, then you can look for individual stocks that look like they're ready to go down. But you can't just arbitrarily say, you know, I can give you 1,000 reasons, you know, valuations are ridiculous. And, you know, nobody ever says, well, you know, we're at a 20 PE at 0% interest rates or 1% interest. What's going to happen if interest rates go to 3% or 5%? Then what happens to those PE ratios? They go bananas. So again, we can talk all we want and I can give you all the reasons, but at the end of the day, it's the market was up 5 days in a row. It's been up 15 months in a row. I think February 11th of 2016, that time frame was the last time we had a 3% down move in the market. That's never happened before. And here we got. So everything is great. The world is on fire. We're growing like crazy. We got everybody's happy, supposedly. And of course, the Fed says, well, maybe we're only going to do 2 rate hikes. In 18. Well, what's that all about? I want to know what happened to the free market system. I want to know when they're going to stop letting these banks that are too big to fail, okay, stay too big to fail. That's what I want to know. I think you look at this, it's a crock, okay? You've got banks that are so over-leveraged, and of course, nobody cares. Why? Because, well, the Fed will bail them out. Isn't that a shame? I want to know when we get back to free markets and regular banks so that we don't have these monstrosities that can print money and do whatever they want and instead let the banks compete for it. Remember when they used to give away toasters? They used to give you anything. It was like, you know, the gas station too. They give you anything you want to come in so you open an account. Well, they don't do that anymore because there is no competition. Because the big eight or whatever they are, you know, whatever it is, they're all crooks. They all tell the regulators to go scratch when they come in. They pay their fines and they move on because they don't have any competition. You know, I want to see back to the small community banks where you can actually negotiate something out. There will be more regulations on Bitcoin. I don't know. I'm confused. Okay, and I'm in, by the way, everybody, just so you know, I tell you, I'm in. It took me a long time to figure out how to do it. But I'm in. I bought some Bitcoin because in a lot of these places, you have to trade in Bitcoin. Okay. So I did buy some Bitcoin, but I've already converted it to BitShares, which is what I told you I was going to buy, and another one. And, you know, I don't have a lot in there. This was not a big investment. I wouldn't lose any sleep over it. Okay. But I'm in, and I'm going to buy some more and play with it. But in the meantime, you know, if this is truly decentralized, and the Ripple talk is coming up now. Okay. And Ripple is not decentralized. Okay. Ripple is working with the banks, trying to create something for them as an in-between. It's like the SWIFT system. Okay. Trying to create something, behind. Okay. It is what it is, but I don't know where they're going to get all these regulations because again, if this is truly private and truly decentralized, how are they going to know what's going on? Bitcheap. Here's my buddy David Stockman. Look at how he shows up again. He's like a bad penny. He keeps showing up. Bitcoin sheep headed for slaughter. Again, is it a bubble? Maybe. I think the price is probably a little bit of bubblish. I mean, again, I don't see it. You know, some people calling for this, you know, million, this, that price. I don't know where it's going, but I do believe that the cryptocurrency space, whether it be Bitcoin or not, is for real. I think it stays. I think it becomes a much bigger part. And I do believe that this is a financial revolution against the Fed and the governments that try to control all the money. That's my opinion, right or wrong. That's how I think. That's what I think is making this so popular. You know, everybody else wants to say, well, it's only for the crooks. Let's see. It'll be one thing for sure. Okay. The crooks always have an edge in anything they do because they're always ahead of everybody. All right. So this is not just, you know, the crooks deal in cash on the street when they're peddling dope. Okay. They may convert it later to a cryptocurrency, but they've held cash. They've done it all. Again, you know, when it comes to guns, when it comes to all the things that are we talk about, the crooks are always well ahead of the game. All right. So, you know, again, is it headed for slaughter? I mean, I wouldn't put a lot of money into it. I wouldn't put, you know, if I was going to invest, you know, 2% of my net in there, I could do that because I wouldn't be as concerned if I lost it. I wouldn't take all my money and put it in, which some people have done. And they've done very well. And you ask them, well, why don't you sell part of it? Well, it's going forever. And of course, you know, that's the old story, right? As long as it's going up, it's great. And I'm not going to sell it. And then the minute it goes down, they puke it out. So when the dollar, I don't think the dollar is going to be the reserve currency for a long time. All right. Again, there ain't nobody near yet. Blockchain technology is definitely for 100%. Blockchain is definitely for real. Okay. Crypto technology, we are all must learn and know about. Well, I agree with that too. The dollar is going to be the reason. You know, back in 08, there was the big story of, you know, every pundit and every service was, oh, the dollar is not going to be the reserve currency anymore, blah, blah, blah. And well, it's still the reserve currency, and it's still the strongest, and it ain't going anywhere so fast. Okay? I would not be concerned about the dollar. And the other side of the coin is, look at all the other nations around the world. They're not the reserve currency. Are they affected? I don't think so. More institutions are getting into cryptocurrencies. This is the point. They're starting to see that there is some actual value here, and they're concerned, right? Boom is bust in cryptocurrencies again. This is, everybody wants to claim this a bubble, but nobody wants to claim the stock market a bubble. Just like nobody wanted to claim the dot-com era a bubble. Nobody wanted to claim housing a bubble because economists don't get it. Economists are not in real life. They only understand 10 years later. They'll tell you, oh, yeah, that was a bubble back then. I go, well, what good does that do me?
And that's what I want to know. When you can't tell me now, what good does it tell me if you tell me 10 years from now? Look, education is great. Nothing wrong with it. But when it comes down to understanding what's going on a day-to-day basis, I don't need someone to tell me the ifs, ands, and buts of nuts. I need someone to tell me straight up what's going on right now. And right now, I think we have a bubble, but who am I? In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, LibertyTalk.fm. Download the show every single day. Help us get to our goal of 1 million downloads. And don't forget to also get Bubba's Daily Update. You can check it out at BubbaTrading.com. We'll be right back with more after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, coming right back. Welcome back to the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, as we come down into the home stretch. And, you know, if you've been watching oil lately, it's going ballistic. I don't quite understand what's going on with it, but there's a fear play in here. You can watch, you can see, but we'll be on top of it. Let's get back to our webinar. Here we go.
And, of course, our friend Jamie Dimon, all right, they're now going to approve. Now, you know, I'm not a big fan of the, I can't remember, the Winklevoss twins, but they tried to get ETFs on Bitcoin up for years, right? Well, now, you know, Jamie Dimon wants them. They're going to get some leveraged inverse ETFs here. So what does that mean? That means we're going to get stolen from twice because the leveraged ETFs are all crooks anyways. So now they're going to have the erosion and the Bitcoin ETF. So, you know, again, you can talk this game all you want with these guys. In the meantime, It's a bunch of phony baloney. And, of course, one man's bubble is another man's generating wealth event. And look, hey, you know, if you bought Bitcoin back years ago, you know, it was 7 cents or 10 cents. You imagine if you'd have bought $100 worth, you know, what that's worth today, you know. So it happens all the time. But I think this is something that's more important, right? And I don't know how many of you understand this or realize what goes on here, but today our dollars, our currency says notes on them, which means they're worthless. Okay. They're backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. Okay. Now, again, maybe the government's going to close down in a week from Friday, right? But the old bills used to say, pay the bearer on demand. You took a dollar into the bank and they give you a Morgan Stanley dollar, silver dollar. Okay. We no longer have that. So what you're trading in your pocket is worthless. All right. Based on what they decide to do with it. And this, again, I'm not saying that I believe 100% in what this is here, but this is what they show as the value of the dollar from the inception of the Federal Reserve to today. Now, you can look at it any way you want, but one guy gave me the best example I ever had, and that was simply this. In 1964, okay, in 1964, they stopped using silver. Okay, so if you had a 1964 quarter in your pocket, and in 1964, a quarter would buy a gallon of gas. That same quarter today, if you had the quarter, it was silver, it would be able to buy about 7 gallons of gas or 6 gallons of gas. So, and instead, you got to pay $2.50. You got to pay about 10 quarters to get it. Power vacuum in Europe, you know, there's some big trouble going in Europe, which somebody just mentioned, but it hasn't affected their markets. But, you know, Merkel is going to lose a lot of her power, and she is the stabling influence over there. That could create some issues as well. At $3, Goldman Sachs said it was a scam. And, of course, they were in it the whole time as well, though. You can never put what they say in real words, because they're just they're doing the big banks. They try to manipulate things a little bit. They try to mislead. They're the number one spoofers of all time. Politics interfering with central banks. Now, of course, we've talked about this for years. I mean, again, this is silly because, again, the money printing that the Fed does isn't only for the banks, it's for the government. It just, again, it's a mess. It's a legalized Ponzi scheme. And I don't know if this is a Ponzi scheme or not. And I do love the cars, okay? But, you know, again, they're having a production problem. In the meantime, the stock went up $20 today, okay? I don't know how he's ever going to get it done. They're still losing money in every car, but God bless America. WTA popped to 65, yes, yeah, I know. And here, credit card debt hits all-time record highs as consumers unleash shopping spree. Again, nobody ever talks. You ever hear anybody ever talk about debt on TV except for me? Nobody cares. This is a recreation of no debt. Nobody worries about that. So anyways, let's look at some stocks. All right, Apple, Alpha Alpha Papa Lima. I added a couple new ones too this year, and I didn't remove too much. And so here we are. We're back up at this top again. And Apple was, I guess it looks like it was unchanged today. It was lower most of the day. In the meantime, I still think that 175, 176 is still a sale. It hasn't proven to me that it's going above there. And I would be willing to sell it there. I have no issues of selling Apple up at, you know, 175 or 176. And buying, I mean, to me, it's got to come back down and at least trade down in the high 160s. Happy New Year, my man. George's run key, bomb a stop. You'll get my prediction at the end. Okay. I have it for you. Okay. AMBA, Alpha Michael Bravo Alpha. All right. So look what happens here. So we thought that 60 was the level, right? Now look what happened. It popped through 60. Now it's going. So now what happens? Now 60 has to become a support level, which would also tie in with the way that it's going. So if you're going to trade this now, you've got to watch to be a buyer possibly at 60. I'm not a fan, but that's what I'd be looking at if I were going to trade it. I'm not going to trade this one right now. I'm looking for a better spot to actually sell this one. But that's what I'd have to look for. The greatest company of all time continues to explode as if there was nothing in its way. And, of course, right now there is nothing in its way. It just keeps going up. It broke above 1,200, which is a level that we were watching. Never stopped. Again, as a short-term play, you know, you want to take a quick pop at it, you know, you could probably try to sell it anywhere around here as just a quick trade. But as a longer-term trade, there's no reason to get in front of this. I mean, it could easily go down 10, 12 bucks tomorrow with any pressure, and then the next day be back up again. I think we're better off waiting until we can get a better established pattern. I'm certainly not going to buy into this, but again, selling it, you know, as a trying to get shorted for any more than a day or so would not be, I don't think, that fruitful yet either. Apache. Now, we thought that we could buy it. Okay, the last call we did was when we made this. We thought we could buy it right here. All right, here's the last call right here. Look what happened since we last met. Okay. Now, again, this is, we were reading straight from the pattern. This is what I want you to keep understanding is the overall footprint. This had to be extra good because we had the rounding bottom to tie in with it as well. But here you go. Look what happened. All right. Now, certainly I'd be looking to be a seller of this now. A, because it's at the upper end, tried to break out, number one. Number two, the parabolic is ridiculous. I think oil is ridiculous. And I'd be a seller of this at 46 or 47. Okay. I would either sell call spreads or, I mean, I'd be willing to get a little bit shorter this than just, you know, selling call spreads. I'd like to, you know, probably look at this and put together a short strategy here. I don't believe it can continue at this pace. I'll get to it. No stocks until I finish mine. Okay? I'll get them all. Baba, amazing. It was funny. I was looking at it here to buy it. Okay? And this was on like Friday. This is Monday. Boom. It went crazy. Now, again, I think that, you know, up here, I'd like to think about selling it, but I don't know how great a trade it is yet. Again, I don't really want to step in the front. I would never be a buyer here. This up straight up pattern is ridiculous. Okay. But I'm not so sure that I want to sell it either. Again, one of the problems you have with a stock like this, very much like Amazon, you know, it could go up $6 and then you got to make a decision, you know, what your losses are going to be, unless you do some sort of, cheaper strategy. But I'd rather stay away from it right now until we can get a better read.
And that is one of the keys, is having the patience and discipline to be able to wait for the right move that you're looking for when you're looking at stocks. And, of course, also, that is one of the things we try to work on constantly, is to be very disciplined. Anyways, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, of course, as we close here today, highschoolinvesting.com. Check it out. We're looking for a little bit of help. We've got 7 years involved and financed 300 high schools. Would like to get 30,000, but need some help. If you'd like to help us out, go to patreon.com/BubbaTrading. And those who do will get free access to the website itself and see the teachings we're giving and learn something yourself. And in the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, as always, thank you so much for being here. I always appreciate it and love to share and do the show with you. Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you back here tomorrow. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.